Arena, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Pointing a finger at the White House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible.
Senator Cory Booker, who's running for president, told NBC's Meet the Press two weekend shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, are at his feet, blaming Trump rhetoric for harvesting hate. But the president said, reacting to the mass shootings,
hate has no place in our country.
And the president plans to say more in 2 hours. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump offering his condolences to the victims and says, we have to get this stopped. It's been going on for years.
Perhaps more has to be done, but this is also a mental illness problem. If you look at both of these cases, this is mental illness.
The president set to make remarks this morning indicating how the administration intends to respond. The president tweeting Republicans and Democrats must come together and get strong background checks, perhaps marrying legislation with desperately needed immigration reform. Dave?
And John, Senate Democrats, they want to return from recess to consider gun control. There was a vigil last night in Dayton.
We also know that we want to do something.
A do-something chant interrupted Governor Mike DeWine.
By this amazing crowd.
And got louder. Hours after a shooting outside a bar, 9 people were murdered, but police got there fast.
The officers immediately advanced toward the gunfire within approximately 20 seconds.
Chief Richard Beale says 10 seconds later the gunman was dead, his own sister one of the victims. In Texas, 20 people were murdered. The accused gunman surrendered. His grandparents sent a neighbor out to speak for them.
We are devastated by the events of El Paso and pray for the victims of this tragedy.
Patrick Crucius is charged with murder.
Federal authorities are conducting their own investigation as well, trying to determine whether the defendant authored an anti-immigrant online post as they consider domestic terrorism and hate crime charges.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in El Paso. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The day after the massacre at that Walmart in El Paso, Texas, someone in Tampa, Florida called in a threat to a different Walmart.
Mom Lisa Castro told Fox 13 News in Tampa she was shopping with her son at the time, and he was very uneasy when they were told to get out.
You could see the fear in his eyes and hear it in his voice that he just didn't know what was going on and, you know, why they had to leave.
The call to a Gibsonton, Florida Walmart a day after a mass shooting in a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Amanda Granite says the call from 31-year-old Wayne Lee Paget was disturbing.
Saying that in a couple minutes he was going to come in and shoot up the store.
Paget is charged with a false report of using a firearm in a violent manner, which is a felony. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
There are more protests today in Hong Kong. Police firing tear gas at demonstrators who've gone on strike. Protests over the weekend shut down subways, disrupted air travel 2 months after an extradition bill that it was feared would give China more control over Hong Kong got a lot of protests. The chief executive in Hong Kong decided to take that legislation off the table, but she still says she has no plans to resign like they demand. Even more tension between two rival countries that both have nuclear weapons.
Uproar in India's parliament as the government announces it's taking control of its portion of Kashmir, the disputed region in the Himalayas shared with arch-rival Pakistan. Thousands of troops have been deployed as India revokes constitutional protections that give Kashmir autonomy. India says those 70-year-old protections were only temporary. But in Pakistan, protests already started. Opponents say India's Hindu nationalist leaders want to alter the makeup of a Muslim majority region. Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there could be a big sell-off this morning. Stock futures are way down, and markets are also plunging overseas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. It's August 5. Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage want to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda, 390-9310. Or email Rhonda.Lash at CIBMMortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The memorial service that had been planned for Yin-Yin Jiang today has been postponed. She is the U of I scholar who was kidnapped and killed 2 years ago. The service was originally set for this afternoon, but an attorney for her family said the service has been postponed. Pastor Chuck Moore told the News Gazette the family was apologetic, but he wants to do what's in the family's best interest and when they're ready for it. Brent Christensen was recently given life in prison for the woman's death. Construction on a new retail center is set to wrap up this fall. Union Square is under construction at the corner of South Mattis and West Springfield Avenues. WCIA says Starbucks will be the main anchor. The retail center will be 12,000 square feet. Ramshaw Real Estate said the property sits at the second busiest intersection in the area. Developers plan to turn over the anchor space to Starbucks next month, and it will open to customers later in the fall. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email Rhonda.Lash at CIBMMortgage.com or call 390-9310. NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations. You're at Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. What a beautiful day. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
It's true, Stevie. Lots of sunshine and a high 89 expected. 69 our low into the evening tonight. Late tonight and early hours tomorrow. And then again later, we've got a chance for rain tomorrow. High 85, low 65. 86 with sunshine back in the forecast on Wednesday. We're currently at 69. ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome our friend from the University of Texas at Arlington. It's University of Texas at Arlington political science professor, Dr. Alan Sachs. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I just read where Joe Biden, who's running for president of the United States, offered sympathy. He was at a fundraising event in San Diego, I believe, but he offered sympathy for the tragic events in Houston and Michigan.
Yeah, I saw that.
We're in trouble.
Don't they write that down and put it on a card for you? I mean, I don't know how you swing and miss on that.
We're in trouble.
Wow.
If these are the people that want to replace President Trump, we're in trouble.
All right. My mind and most of my night spent kind of sleepless. This is bad what's happened here in this country. We had two mass shootings over the weekend, 29 dead, dozens injured by two people. One we'll know more about because they arrested him. The other shot quickly. But the death, Dallin, and then what is very disheartening, and it's really not the time to do this, is to start pointing all the fingers at Donald Trump because it's his fault, is just not fair.
It's ridiculous. In fact, I made the bad mistake of watching CNN for a couple of minutes yesterday morning before going off to church. And one of the CNN anchors, I don't know whether it was Jake Tapper or somebody else, he's putting words in people's mouths. He was interviewing Beto O'Rourke, and you know what came out of him. And then he interviews Kamala Harris, and his comments are something like, do you think that President Trump is a racist? You know, and there you go from there. So it is just ridiculous what goes on. By the way, as a lot of people know, almost every weekend we have killings in Chicago. And yet the Democrats are not faulted for that. And it happens all the time.
70 shot in Chicago in the first 4 days of August. 7 homicides already in the city of Chicago in 4 days. It's certainly one of the most violent cities. Pardon me?
And 70 people shot.
Yeah, 70 people shot, and every 13 hours somebody's dead. Every 3 hours somebody's shot in the city of Chicago. So, yes. But in instances like this, particularly in the Texas case where the manifesto, which I read, whether it's from the guy or not, I think they're still confirming all that, was fairly measured. There was some intelligence in there from the standpoint of issues, but obviously kind of psychotic in its way of describing why he's using the weapons he's using. But, Alan, this is not a here, the law, you have to sign it, we fix it. There's no law that will fix this problem, and for those to essentially suggest there is disingenuous and false.
I blame, everybody's blaming somebody. I blame the left in this country for this. They have taken away respect. They have taken away authority. I see it in our public schools and colleges almost every day where you can't say anything or do anything. You're going to offend somebody. And I believe that's really where a lot of it lies. They have broken down respect for authority, and I blame President Obama for some of that. That iconic video, or that maybe some of you have seen, I'm sure you've seen it, of those two police officers in New York City about a week ago being drenched with water mm-hmm. by a crowd in Brooklyn, I believe, or something like that, or the Queens, and they're drenched with water. And everybody's sick of going around laughing and screaming while more people take buckets of water and pour it on top of the two police officers. That's just outlandish. And the mayor of New York City, de Blasio, sort of promotes that kind of stuff. Not directly, of course, but remember he always says he taught his son how to be careful of police officers in New York City, and he's the mayor.
Alan, if there were a law that I could sign that could stop this, but I think it's complex. I have written down 8 factors I believe have played into where we are today in America. Number one is my number one, and that is pushing God out of this country. I think things get worse if you do that. Number two is the crumbling of the home life. And then the rest of these is in no apparent order. Video games, smartphones, access to guns, influence of online chat rooms, and influence of movies. Now, some people say, well, the video game, there's no scientific evidence of the video game. Just like when somebody takes a drink, it affects them differently than another person has a beer. You never know. Some people see things, Alan, but all of this plays into where we are today with these loners, these evil, these mentally ill people doing this work, and there's no button to push that ends this.
You know, life is not easy, and it's very, very tough, and people have to recognize that. I'm going to get very philosophical now. Before people bring other life in this world, they ought to be very careful of what they do, whether they can handle it or not, what they're doing. Recognize this is a pretty tough place to be. Most of us make it pretty well, but it's tough. I joked in my class. There was a very famous philosopher, a French philosopher named Albert Camus. A lot of people might have heard his name. He said the number one question to ask in this world is, once you're here, do you want to continue? He put it a different way. His answer was yes, and I would agree. You do the best you can. But I would say there's even a bigger question yet. Do you want to bring more life into the world? And that's a very important thing. It's very tough out there. People think more about buying a car or buying a television set than they do about the number one question, bringing life into this world. That gets very philosophical, but I think it's important all the time.
Yeah, well, there's a great line in a movie called The Breakfast Club from the 80s of the kid who had a father that beat him, said, you know, you need a license to go fishing, but you don't need anything to be a parent. And
that's
kind of what you're saying there. Alan, it's a pleasure. I appreciate it. Very, very tough weekend, I think, in America. And we all pray. And I know people are even cynical about even saying, well, we need more than thoughts and prayers. Prayers work. And it's important as part of this dynamic. And that's part of the point I said.
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's Alan Sachs, professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. If you have any thoughts on the shootings over the weekend and what we can do, I'm all ears. You can text in or call in at 359-2255. 359-2255, the same voice you can call with your voice, or you can text in whatever you'd like, because we would all like this to never, ever happen. But I think the reasons are very complex and very, very difficult. You're living in a country whose Second Amendment says to keep and bear arms. You can't ban guns. It's not going to happen. So now what? Based on that premise and based on how this country, the arms are supposed to protect us from a bad government. That was the point of it. There's too many illegal weapons out there. Illinois is the eighth toughest state on gun laws. Chicago, one of the toughest cities on gun laws, and it doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
I would guess to say the 70 shot over the weekend in Chicago, mostly from illegal weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So now what? If people don't follow the law, what good is the law? I think background checks is great. Get deep. The kid, the shooter in Dayton, had all kinds of problems. Had a list of who he wanted to rape in high school. Had a list of who he wanted to kill in high school. That's one you flag. Maybe he'd have gotten a gun anyway.
Does that come up on the background check?
I doubt it, because he's a juvenile. A lot of it was protected.
It's a personal journal.
I think there's some things we can certainly try and do, but it doesn't mean an AR-15 won't show up at the Walmart. You can't, because they can get it illegally.
That's right.
Anyway, I'd love to hear from you at 7:16. Let's check your sports headlines.
Oakland A's beat the St. Louis Cardinals. The final was 4-2. Let's get your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday in Oakland, the Cardinals were close, but they lost a 4-2 game. They walked too many. Two-hit batters turned into runs. And Adam Wainwright didn't get much support.
It was a better game than the first game of the series where the Cardinals walked eight batters and it really wasn't a contest. A 4-2 Cardinal loss, but again, too many walks issued by Cardinal pitchers in the game and the Cardinals couldn't get anything going offensively.
So the Cardinals dropped both games in the series to the A's, 8-3 and 4-2 yesterday. The Redbirds are in Los Angeles tonight with Michael Wacha making the start. And we're on the air at 8:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 9 o'clock and I'll have the play-by-play beginning around 9:10 Central Time. The Cardinals trail the Cubs in the Central by a game and a half. Milwaukee is four out. Cincinnati 7.5 back with Pittsburgh 12 out.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Cubs sweep Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So 1.5 up.
Yep.
7-2 was the final. Jason Hayward with a big bat.
He's got 16 home runs. He drives one in the air, deep left center. That goes Gamo to the wall. Jason Hayward with a home run just to the left of dead center. This ball game is tied 1-1. And now the 2-2 to Hayward. Jason lines one down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Bouncing all the way into the corner. Jason is thinking three. A run scores. Hayward around second. Motoring to third. He's got a triple. Cubs lead 2-1.
Kyle Schwarber, also a big hitter with home run number 25. Wilson Contreras at the age of 27, a strained right hamstring on the 10-day IL. Looks like Tyson Davis will be called up from AAA for the Cubs as they get ready for the Oakland A's now. Kyle Hendricks on the mound versus Chris Bassett. That's 7 o'clock start on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over the Phillies 10-5. They're in Detroit to take on the Tigers. Illinois football preseason camp, 10 to noon today.
Yep, on we go as we get ready for Akron August 31st, 3 weeks from Saturday. Our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Gerber. Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get into Gerber locations throughout central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
A warm start to our week with a high near 90. 69 our low this evening. Chance of rain in the early morning hours on Tuesday and then reforming late in the afternoon. We do need the rain. 40% shot at showers. Tomorrow's high at 85 down to 65. 86 with mostly sunny conditions both Wednesday and Thursday. We're currently at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 720.
Fox Business Network. Stock futures are skidding with continued concerns about the impact of another round of tariffs on imports from China, which are to take effect next month. China's exchange rate has slipped to its lowest level in 11 years. However, Michael Lee at Altium Wealth is taking it in stride.
I can tell you that every single sell-off from a trade fear or a trade spat has been a great buying opportunity over the last 18 months or so. I see this as no different. These tariffs that we've put on China have had very little effect on the U.S. economy.
Univision is for sale. The New York Post says the Spanish-language TV network has lined up potential buyers and is hoping to sell itself for $10 billion or more. So far, though, there's no bidding deadline and no clear buyer. Univision also needs to compete with online streaming services, including Netflix. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Casola.
Curtis Orchard, pick up some of your favorite baked goods. Randy explains,
we've had to expand our donut production our pie production in Fritteroo quite a bit over the years because it's very popular. We have our own recipe for the donuts that Joyce developed in the early years of the donut kitchen, and it's taken off.
The apple slushes and cider.
Yeah, no, the cider, that's my area. I've made cider there since 1980.
Open now Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and on Sundays, 11 to 6 at Curtis Orchard.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio reporter, El Paso, Texas, this morning. When did you get there, Jessica?
I got here Sunday morning.
And how would you describe the feeling in a city much bigger than I thought, something like 700,000 people, the greater El Paso area? I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah. You know, this town, first of all, I have to say thank you for asking me this question. Because it gives me the opportunity to say out loud to your audience, I have never been to a nicer town. Mm. I don't mean physically, I mean the people here. Mm. I've never met nicer people in all of my cities that I've been to as a reporter. So I hope that gives you a sense of the feeling here, because as devastated as this town is, and as shocked and angry as some people are, everybody is so kind. And just going out of their way for everybody, asking, do you need water? Somebody was walking around the vigil yesterday with boxes of pizza, just feeding everybody.
Oh.
And everybody was taking these slices. No one was, like, skeptical, like, who are you and why do you have pizza and why are you offering me food? People were just eating. So I hope that gives you a little bit of a sense. But people are, you know, obviously, I mean, I went to the area outside the Walmart where we could get as close as we could because most of it was blocked off yesterday. And there was like a growing makeshift memorial of flowers. And people were just standing there staring. I talked to one woman. I asked her, what are you doing here? She said, I'm just praying. Usually when I go to these events, these incidents, unfortunately, people leave the flowers, you know, and then they walk away. So many people are just so overcome with emotion. I saw a 12-year-old girl. I asked her how old she was. She was just standing there crying. Mm-hmm. No one around her, no parents around her, just standing there crying. So, yeah, people are either shocked and angry or just deeply saddened.
Yeah. And was the final count 20 dead and how many injured? I don't know if that's official. Is it 29?
It was 26 here, yeah.
Okay.
26 people injured. Okay. My understanding is 7 of them are Mexican nationals. 7 Mexican nationals were killed. I mean, this is... if you could come here, you could understand. It's right up against the border.
Yeah.
So we have the situation in San Ysidro. People shuttle back and forth. They live in Mexico and they go to community college in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
or they shop in San Diego and then they go back. It's a kind of a similar vibe, except a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So the shuttling back and forth across the border is very common. It's kind of like, you know, one town that's so adjacent to Mexico that it really has that feel of Mexico as well.
And I believe the population of El Paso is 84% Hispanic, so it's pretty much little Mexico in El Paso, really.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody I've spoken to here speaks English. You know, it's not like I'm not running into people. And I'm sure I'm not saying that there aren't people who don't speak English and only speak Spanish, but even all the Latinos I've spoken to, and most of the people I've spoken to have been Latino, all of them have spoken English. And, you know, it's just such a unique area of the United States. And to have that such a huge population of 700,000 right here just adds to this sense of, I mean, this is the largest border town.
Yeah.
Right along the border in the United States in terms of population.
Jesse, have they been able to determine if the manifesto is real that was posted over the weekend?
Yeah. They do believe that it was the work of that shooter. In fact, the police chief here said yesterday that the suspect is talking and he is, quote, not holding anything back.
Yeah.
So they're clearly getting a lot of information. The West Texas U.S. attorney here said that, as you know at this point, that they're looking at this as domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
However, important to note, you don't charge somebody with domestic terrorism. You have a U.S. code for it, but it's not like an official criminal charge. You charge them with other things. In this case, federal hate crime and firearms charges are what the feds are looking at.
Well, in the manifesto, he said he'd never be taken alive. I wonder what happened with that plan. And he had what I thought was kind of psychotic. I mean, there was some real intelligence and, you know, well-versed in issue kind of things in there. And then he started talking about why he's using the certain bullets that explode. I mean, it was half psychotic, but some of it made sense.
Well, you know, and there's a difference between mental illness and just evil, right?
And
because you're evil doesn't make you mentally ill.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. Yep.
I think that's going to be a big topic of discussion down here, because a lot of folks I've talked to have said, you know, when they've read that manifesto, they don't think this person's mentally ill. They're not psychiatrists. They're not doctors.
Right,
they're not trained. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. But a lot of folks here are very skeptical of pinning this on mental health.
Yeah, well, the part of, you know, this is it. It's an invasion. I got to stop it. I mean, maybe there's a little mental illness in that. But the other stuff, very reasoned, very thought out, very lucid. Anyway, it's horribly sad to think that going into a Walmart and shooting children is really the way to get stuff done. And then, of course, you're going to have so much yelled about politics and everything. And, Jessica, if there was a law that somebody handed me I could sign that would stop this, I would sure read it and sign it, because I don't think it's one thing. It's complex and it's very difficult. It's so sad. And then Dayton. So we got our hands full this morning. It's so sad this morning in America.
Yeah, I just want your listeners to know about a mother who shielded her 2-month-old. Mm. She died. The 2-month-old lived. Mm. He'll live with that story for the rest of his life. And a service member here stationed at Fort Bliss saved children. Glendon Oakley is his name. So in all of this, there are heroes.
Jessica Rosenthal, El Paso, Texas, thank you very much for the report.
Thank you.
Live in El Paso, it's Jessica Rosenthal, ESPN 93.5. You want to text in, you're welcome. Want to call in, you're welcome. 359-2255. Trying to find somebody who's maybe knows more about active shooters. And again, you're saying, okay, we're Champaign Urbana. We're fine. We're safe. Are we? Aren't we vulnerable? Isn't everyone vulnerable to this?
It's a scary world.
It is. And so we are a country of solutions that try and find the answers to what can we do. We're searching this morning. It is not all politics. You can do background checks. You can try and limit AR-15s and AK-47. You can try that. It doesn't mean that they won't be used in shootings forever, because there's so many out there. They think there's 300 or 400 million guns. You're not stopping the guns. So what else do you have? I got a few ideas. We'll share in just a few. Let's go with our news. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. Monday morning, it's August 5th. It's 7:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump, who speaks this morning on this weekend's mass shootings, calling for strong background checks in a tweet. Some Democrats blame the president's policies for attacks, like the one in El Paso, Texas, which left 20 people dead. The suspect held without bond.
He was from Hatch
a state away, bringing that fear, bringing that anger, bringing that hatred, and bringing that racism.
Last night, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, who used to represent El Paso in Congress, joined hundreds of residents for a silent march and vigil in honor of the victims.
Fox's Jonathan Seri, 9 dead in Ohio, the shooter killed in the attack. And a military court hearing set to begin in Virginia for a Marine and Navy SEAL charged in the 2017 hazing death of a Green Beret in Africa. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. We are getting close to the start of school, but a lot of school districts still have openings for teachers. The News Gazette said as of Friday afternoon, the Champaign Unit 4 district had 25 full-time and 6 part-time openings, but the HR director said they were doing interviews. Urbana has 17 teaching positions open and 25 support jobs open. That district also is working on filling those. Unit 4 says the big needs are special education, physical education, and English as a second language. Illinois State Senate Senator Tom Cullerton has been indicted on federal embezzlement charges. It is connected to the Teamsters Union. Cullerton was accused of collecting more than $274,000 in salary and benefits, but doing little or no work for the union. WLS says Cullerton took the union job several months after he was elected 7 years ago. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Oh, you know, the two-thirds of retirees wish they'd done things differently during retirement planning. Busey Wealth Management shares 7 tried and true tips from retirees. Realize your dream, a clear vision for your golden years. What's it going to look like? What do you want it to look like? Get educated. Retirees wish they educated themselves on savings options. Talk to an advisor with Busey Wealth Management today. Make a plan. Start budgeting. Contribute. Take advantage of your employer's contribution matching benefits if offered. Let compounding interest work in your favor. Keep contributing. Don't touch retirement savings. Monitor how you're doing, and then turn dreams into reality. No matter your stage in life, Busey can help. For a guide to your golden years, visit the Resource Center at Busey.com. The experienced professionals can help at Busey Wealth Management. Ready to create your personalized plan or check in on your current retirement goals, call 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com today. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. Check your weather. And then a gun law and active shooter expert, Edwin Walker, coming up.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
It's hard to believe the summer's coming to an end, and kids will soon be going back to school. Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza, reminding you that if at the end of the day, you're too tired to cook or exhausted from being in your son or daughter's taxi, Rosati's Pizza is here for you. Let us do the cooking. Pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, wings. We've got it all, and we're waiting for you at 701 South Gregory. Or check out the menu online, myrosati's.com/Urbana.
Oh, no, there's a star break on my windshield. Whether it's chipped, cracked, or broken, American Eagle Auto Glass can help fix the problem and for a great price. American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council.
Ugh, that big truck and so much construction this summer.
So when the windshield of your vehicle starts to crack up, visit American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign or Danville for a quality replacement experience. You can call them at 351-0900 or visit them online at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. They'll shatter your expectations.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
You need a local janitorial supply company? There's one. CMI. Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated. Every scrubber, wet vacuum, every tool, every cleaner, everything you need. CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. Visit them today or call 359-6262 on Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Sunshine today, high 89. 69 our low tonight, up to 86 tomorrow, down to 64. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Sun back in the forecast Wednesday and Thursday with a high of 86, down into the mid-60s at night. Right now, the temperature's at 73. ESPN 93.5. Well,
again, we're talking about the mass shootings in less than 24 hours. We're in shock this morning. How can we protect ourselves? Gun law and active shooter expert is Edwin Walker. He's an expert on gun issues and active shooters. He regularly advises lobbyists on firearms and self-defense issues, testifies in front of lawmakers. Edwin, how are you this morning from Houston?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
It's a brutal morning across America as we search for answers that may not be easy to grab. I don't think there's any law I can sign that stops this. It's a complex erosion of certain values, a movement away from God as a nation, and just availability of weapons. You can ban all you want, Edwin, but I don't think it keeps them from using them because there's millions and millions and millions out there.
Yeah, you're correct. You know, the common mantra with the anti-gun folks, whenever something like this happens, is end gun violence. And that, as a statement, is something we can all get behind. Obviously, we want to end gun violence. We want to end all violence. I want to end robbery. I want to end sexual assaults. I want to end just random murders. I want to end family murders. Nobody should be in favor of any kind of violence, gun or otherwise. And instead of looking at issues of violence, of course, the anti-gun folks always want to focus on the gun part. They want to blame the inanimate object for it. And you're right. It's basically a destruction of values in our country. And unfortunately, we are getting, you know, we're becoming a country that is more and more populated. There's over 330 million people in America now. We're having to live closer together. We are, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, the more people there are, the more likelihood there is that there's going to be somebody who's just simply mentally unhinged that's going to do something terrible. And of course, violence and murder have been prohibited for, you know, centuries. So this is not something new that, you know, new legislation is going to fix. All the legislation's been put out there to keep people who society deems are unstable enough, not qualified to own a firearm. All those laws already exist. And so ultimately it's going to get down to, you know, the firearm itself. And you're right. It's sort of the horses out of the barn. You can't go back. You can't say, you know, basically if you say a certain class of weapons is now illegal to own or possess, you've instantly made criminals out of millions of previously law-abiding citizens. And, you know, this is really one of those times where you have to take a step back, do not be swayed by the emotion of the situation, and say, you know, is it necessary for millions and millions of people to lose their rights based upon the actions of an extreme few individuals.
Well, and you know what, though, you know, Edwin, and I'm not straight NRA at all. I'm all for if I can prevent, for, in the case of the Dayton shooter, he was a juvenile when he made his list of who he wanted to kill and rape. I think in some ways that can't be sealed. He should not be able to get a gun, but doesn't mean he won't get a gun. The point is, if I ban the AR-15 or AK-47, it doesn't mean they won't use an AR-15, AK-47. If I take your license because you're DUI, doesn't mean you don't keep driving. The problem is it's too available. We're not going to be able to, we can do all we want with the law. We've done a lot already. In Chicago, it is one of the toughest. It's the eighth toughest laws in the country. And yet we had 70 shootings over the weekend in Chicago. So we've got a problem, and it's not just laws. It's not going to work.
You're correct. It's not just laws, and it's certainly not laws that encumber law-abiding citizens. So whenever you look at, you know, we can't prevent these from happening. They, you know, these people exist. They can get weapons. And so we have to turn our attention to protection. What can we do to protect ourselves and our loved ones? And, you know, a lot of people, they shun away from this, but the most common form of protection is to get a gun of your own. You know, active shooters will stop shooting if somebody shoots back at them. And so that's well, what needs to be done. And everybody who lives in...
They walk into these places casually. They got all the weapons they want because it's a no gun, it's a gun-free zone. So they know there's nobody in there that's going to shoot back. They go to, they target these cowards target these places like Walmart because there's nobody in there with a gun. It's crazy. If they had to go around and say, you know what, that guy over there is an ex-Marine, he's got concealed carry, I might get shot. They might not do it.
Yes, you're correct. And some might say that, you know, this happened in Texas. Texas has very loose gun laws. You carry in Texas, you get a license in Texas. Well, Texas also has a law that says private property owners have the ability to exclude license holders who are carrying their handgun. It's a very strong law. It's a very popular law among commercial property owners. And I don't know specifically about this one, but almost all malls in the state of Texas, their private property owners exclude license holders from carrying, and most Walmarts exclude license holders from carrying as well. So while I don't know for sure, I would bet that both this Walmart and this mall had no gun policy, which obviously made them gun-free zones,
yeah,
except for the one maniac actually carrying a gun.
No, listen, churches now have armed people. If churches have armed people, is it not time for more armed people? And I'm sorry, that's the direction, that's the only solution as far as making it fearful for the maniac that does this, that they might get shot by the average guy over there because they've been trained. I'm not suggesting everybody have a gun, but I am suggesting people that want to be trained and work toward that point of being able to protect that allow more to do it, like an air marshal or something.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, a common refrain from the anti-gun folks is, you know, shouldn't we feel safe somewhere? And which, yeah, that's a noble utopian goal, but that denies the reality where people, obviously people who want to kill people will go to the place that people are supposed to feel, quote unquote, most safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so instead of having soft targets, you need to make those hard targets.
Well, and there's a lot of places that it'd just be really, really hard to protect everything, and these guys know all about that. It's a sad, sad thing to try and wrestle with, and it's so discouraging to know that we live among humans that can do what this guy and these two men did over the weekend in both El Paso and Dayton. Edwin, appreciate your time. Thanks for your information.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Gun law and active shooting expert Edwin Walker, ESPN 93.5. If you want to text in, you're always welcome, 359-2255. I don't think there is an answer.
Mm-mm.
There could be a series of answers toward working toward not allowing this to happen. You say, well, how can I guarantee my safety? You can't. The reality is you need to be aware and you need to keep your eyes out. And you need to think, you know what? This is all possible. This is new thought process for our lives. And you just got to be aware. And you run and you take cover and you shelter in place or whatever you're taught to do. But to just think this is going to go away, I'm sorry. And I'm so glad I don't know the names of these two evil people because the media, at least for in their part, have not put the names out. I mean, I've seen it. I've read one or two of them, but I'm not going to promote it.
That's right.
Because that's part of their thing is they love the notoriety, the infamous nature. All right, quarter till, ESPN 93.5.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Honey and got braver with an Orange Crush. And then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Atties Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download.
Sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
Well, Oakland A's now have Tanner Roark, and he was a U of I baseball player and did rather well for them. 4-2 was the final over the St. Louis Cardinals, and we've got your Redbird recap now.
The Cardinals were close, but they lost a 4-2 game. They walked too many, two-hit batters turned into runs, and Adam Wainwright didn't get much support.
It was a better game than the first game of the series where the Cardinals walked eight batters, and it really wasn't a contest, a 4-2 Cardinal loss. But again, too many walks issued by Cardinal pitchers in the game, and the Cardinals couldn't get anything going offensively.
So the Cardinals dropped both games in the series to the A's. 8-3 and 4-2 yesterday. The Redbirds are in Los Angeles tonight with Michael Wacha making the start. And we're on the air at 8:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 9 o'clock. And I'll have the play-by-play beginning around 9:10 Central time. The Cardinals trail the Cubs in the Central by a game and a half. Milwaukee is 4 out. Cincinnati 7.5 back with Pittsburgh 12 out.
Matt Carpenter on July 15th had that foul ball off of his foot. It looks like he's off the injured list.
Yeah, he played yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was 1 out of 5. He got started, led off the game with a hit, so I said, here we go.
Okay.
Cardinals, is just okay. You know, this is their tough stretch. We talked about it. Mm-hmm. You wake up August, August 8th. Hold on, Pat, you're coming up. You wake up August 8th, and you say, how are we doing? And I don't know, because I think the Cubs starting to stretch it out a little bit. They sweep Milwaukee. Milwaukee's one got to say, uh-oh, we're like 4.5 back now. We better watch getting away from us.
But especially with that Cubs win yesterday, 7-2 over Milwaukee. In fact, Pat Hughes on the call for Jason Hayward yesterday.
The alleged gunman is...
wrong one.
Okay.
Here's Jason Hayward looked great. I mean, way better than he ever did with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Here we go.
He's got 16 home runs. He drives one in the air, deep left center. That goes Gamo to the wall. Home run! Jason Hayward with a home run just to the left of dead center. This ball game is tied 1-1.
And now the 2-2 to Hayward. Jason lines one down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Bounce him all the way into the corner. Jason is thinking three. A run scores. Hayward around second. Motoring to third. He's got a triple. Cubs lead 2-1.
And the Cubs will use Kyle Hendricks on the mound. Oakland A's with Chris Bassett. And it's a 7 o'clock start tonight on US 105.9. Wilson Contreras with a strained right hamstring.
He just screamed. It wasn't from the pain.
Base running or something.
He hit the ball, started running, and came up limp.
Yeah, limping.
Then he screamed because of his frustration, not because of the pain. He knew he was out.
Tyson Davis called up from AAA. Illinois preseason camp underway, 10 a.m. to noon. We're looking forward to great Illini action. And if you want to check it out yourself, that's near Lincoln and Florida. And there's signs everywhere on the free parking and that experience. I've got a star on that August 10th day because you can see Aladdin on the Jumbotron at 7. But the practice is 4 to 6, autographs between 6 and 7 before the movie. Busey bringing on those popcorn buckets. They're free to get the popcorn bucket, but it's $4 to fill it up. It's a pretty cool event, and it's coming up on Saturday the 10th. As far as the Wyndham Championship, did you watch any golf, Stevie?
Don't get it. Sorry.
I don't know. J.T. Poston.
I don't get the channel, I can't watch.
Webb Simpson second on
I'm
the
sorry,
leaderboard.
What channel was that?
I don't know. It's all out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
No, I think it was on Channel 3, so I can't get it.
I see.
On DirecTV, so I'm missing some pretty good golf.
Yeah. And then what also trending on ESPN is Tom Brady and that two-year $70 million deal with the New England Patriots.
Yep. Okay, ESPN 93.5, you can go test drive at Honda BMW. Maybe you want to try an Odyssey today. That would be exciting. Odyssey's the van that Honda has. They got the Pilot, which
the
is kind of the SUV.
And the Passport. All wonderful vehicles for a road trip.
Yep. And you just get the Civic, which is the base Civic is like $20,000.
Okay.
And it has got Apple Play, meaning hands-free, meaning you can talk and text and all those things without touching the thing. It just voice activated. It's very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go and find a great dealership, one that has won a massive award, you can stop by Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership, at right at Neil at Burwash in Savoy and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. We're having fun with the Stever. Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days. Then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
Yeah, pretty much all I've talked about is the shootings in El Paso and Dayton. And again, in Champaign-Urbana, we've had more gun violence here than we've had ever in the last 3 years, which is disconcerting, obviously. But as far as random shootings, God forbid, but we it's in our lexicon of thought. We have to. Texter this morning.
Josh in Tuscola saying, reacting to the shooting by banning guns makes as much sense as banning Walmarts. Look no further than heroin to see how successful government regulation can be.
Well, there are a lot of laws out there. The problem is I can ban something, but it doesn't prevent somebody evil or psychotic from getting hold of one. There's too many guns. It's too late for that. If you don't want to live in a society that has guns and random shootings, I guess you leave. There is no stopping this kind of thing. There's too many guns, and there's probably too much evil. So you've got to deal with what you have. And then, you know, in Dayton, Ohio, they had people on foot around this bar, and they were shooting this man in 30 seconds. And still he killed nine, including his sister.
I know.
And her boyfriend, who she'd ridden in the car with. They went to the outside of the bar. He went back to the car to get it. And this is a guy that was troubled since high school.
Right.
And he had posted bad things. And is there not a way to assign five people to each state to just search and find disconcerting verbiage to say, well, we're going to flag you.
Yes.
You can't have a gun. Okay, fine. We'll ban you from a gun.
Okay, can we take it a step further? Can this person get some therapy? And can we try to turn it around?
Can you force a person into therapy?
I mean, can we at least suggest it?
You can suggest all you want, but they're not going.
I mean, churches and covering these people with love. They're not getting any human interaction.
Well, you've got...
They're just in their world of darkness.
It's a dark world, but then you have... Again, I read earlier this morning the eight things that I think have contributed to where we are in our society. Pushing God away, I think, is large.
Yes.
If you are at all biblical in any way and have read the Bible, it is very consistent. With God, good... Without God, bad. The country is pushing God away. I think that's a big factor. Many might disagree with that, but that's my belief. I think video games, you desensitize. You're shooting people all the time on video, and sometimes you're spending 10 hours a day playing.
Yep.
You're telling me that doesn't affect some? I'm not saying it affects all, and I don't know what scientific research is out there, but it has to hurt some of those that aren't wired the same.
That's right.
I think home life. I think that's huge when you're allowing somebody to play video 10 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
I think the smartphone with the connectivities and the things you can see all the time now. I think access to guns is a factor. There is no doubt. I don't know how to stop that. I think the influence of online chat rooms. There's some weird chat rooms.
Yes, there are.
And the influence of movies. You don't think that matters to some. It's like alcohol. I can have a beer. I'm fine. Somebody else can't. Because they can't stop.
That's right. The addictive personality comes out.
You've got a lot involved here. And so to say Donald Trump's rhetoric has caused all this is like saying Barack Obama's glad every time a police officer got shot. Whoa! Listen, I didn't think he supported the police as well as he should have. But doesn't mean he was responsible for the ambushes,
does it?
That's
right.
Anyway, it's complex. It's frustrating. We're a country that gets things done. We're a country that demands solutions. And you're just going to have to endure some of the politics out there about the evil Donald Trump and it's all his fault, which is not fair. And it's not true. He is definitely adversarial. He's in your face. He'll tweet things I don't like. But what do the people say about him? What are we teaching when Antifa can get away with absolute violence because you disagree with him? What does that say? The proposed haters are the ones that hate.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are trying to stop hate, fascism, they're the ones that are hating.
I know
and
that.
Being violent.
Yep.
You're welcome. Always the text, 359-2255, 359-2255.
And Steve had just said the ironic part of the Democrats are in control and still won't do anything but blame.
Well, they certainly haven't done anything with immigration. And we're going to go live to Dayton, Ohio. We're going to go live to Chicago about Dayton, Ohio. And get the very latest from that shooting in just a few moments.
At CDW.